get me glide into this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. In Dallas, a police officer has been shot in his patrol car. So were two who went in pursuit of the suspected attacker.
All three were taken to local hospitals. One of those officers is listed in stable condition. One officer is listed in critical condition. And one officer died from his injury.
The suspect is also dead. With millions planning holiday getaways,
TSA says this might be the busiest Labor Day weekend they've seen nationwide. Across the country, ready to screen more than 17 million people. Today they're preparing for nearly 3 million alone. To save time, check in online when you can, allow time for parking, baggage, and for security. And if you end up in a long line, take advantage of that time. Take everything out of your pockets and put those items in your carry-on.
CBS's Lauren Linder in Pittsburgh. AAA predicting a 9% increase in Labor Day weekend road trips this year. And if you're traveling, well, anywhere in the eastern half of the country.
Severe storms will slow your travel in the Midwest this afternoon and evening as hail falls from the sky and wind-driven rain takes down your visibility. Tomorrow, the same threats exist from New England to Nashville.
Stephanie Abrams from the Weather Channel. A family that should have been celebrating today is in deep mourning, and the NHL is mourning the shock loss of one of its own.
Columbus Blue Jackets forward Johnny Gaudreau and his brother were killed last night after getting hit by a car while riding bikes in New Jersey. The 31-year-old played 11 seasons in the NHL, including 9 with the Calgary Flames. The Blue Jackets posting a statement on X calling the death an unimaginable tragedy, saying Johnny played the game with great joy, which was felt by everyone that saw him on the ice. The brothers were reportedly in town for their sister's wedding, which was supposed to be today in Philadelphia. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
In her first broadcast interview as Democratic presidential candidate, Kamala Harris has defended her record.
In an exclusive interview on CNN, Vice President Harris defended the Biden administration's record on the economy.
Today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world.
Harris also said as president, she would reintroduce a bipartisan effort to pass immigration reform legislation, and she would remain committed to clean energy policies, while at the same time, she said she would not ban fracking. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Harris was speaking in a joint interview with running mate Tim Walz, Republican rival Donald Trump, opining it was boring. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Microsoft is supporting We Energy's effort to raise customer rates. The tech company is building a $3 billion data center complex in Racine County. The Business Journal reports that Microsoft made a recent filing in a case before the Public Service Commission. A national developer wants to build about 700 high-end apartments near the outlets in Pleasant Prairie. The $185 million project aims to address a significant housing shortage in the area. Over $1 million was spent in unsuccessful recall attempts against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. WisPolitics reviewed the data. Voss criticized the campaign as an out-of-state paid endeavor. And Kenosha's annual Cruise In Classic Car event is happening downtown tomorrow. The free event usually draws thousands of enthusiasts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blanked the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the key was getting production with two outs.
We didn't add on a couple times today that I thought we had some opportunities, but all the damage we did was with two outs, right? Again, you know, like two outs, nobody on, and just a simple little walk.
The Brewers piled up eight hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Under mostly cloudy skies today with a few spotty showers winding down. Mild highs and a bit of mugginess still lingering. Highs reach near 80 degrees. But don't you worry. The entire weekend is sun-splashed with summery highs tomorrow and a fall feel by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Hits together on WRJN. Good morning, just after 10 o'clock, and Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber, about an hour away from the first game of a Brewer doubleheader today. Brewers have a chance to put some more room between them and the Cubs in second place in the standings for the Central race. Now the Beatles, WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away? was waiting for the telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, she loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. She's the only one, make me feel so good. I can't believe my love, so I'll knock on wood. All my silent fears seem to fly away, but she looks at me as if to say, my baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
My baby loves love. It's White Plains on WRJN. For 97 years, you're home for local news and timeless hits. Tell some friends that the timeless hits are back. Let's make this station grow and be everything it can be for Racine and Racine County. Hey, WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote, has all the information you need. Everything from absentee ballots, the dates, the process, how to make it work for you, how and where to vote, races right down to your individual aldermanic district. Of course, statewide races, too. Do your civic duty this year and be sure to be a voter.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will all be new. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
The day. It's Buddy Holly, the Crickets on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Badger football. Tonight, 6 o'clock is the pregame for their first game of the season. They're playing at Camp Randall. Packers next Friday, high school sports the Friday after that. We've got it all covered. Brewers, too, on WRJN. Lemon Pipers now.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Tambourine. Listen, I'm a play.
sunlight plays upon her head. Smile, I know she must be kind.
The Beach Boys on WRJN. For 97 years, we're your home for local news for Racine and Racine County, and now the Timeless Hits, too. Cindy Huber off this weekend. I'm Chris Morrow. Get to fill in a little bit for her today and again Monday. Also, I want to remind you this weekend, we're back with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Terry Havel tomorrow from 10 to 2 goes back decades with some of the trivia, the facts, the stories, even some interviews and just information about some of these great songs you may or may not have heard for years or decades. We do it every Saturday, 10 to 2. Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Let's head down the hall now. Turn left to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom for this update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There could soon be a lot more people living near the outlets in Pleasant Prairie. A national developer is looking to build 700 high-end apartments in Pleasant Prairie, citing a significant housing shortage in the area. The Village Plan Commission saw renderings of the $185 million project that'll go up over two phases. It would be built just east of the Premium Outlet Mall. Racine County residents can expect delays in the opening of two new roundabouts. The one at 11 and J is now expected to be open around September 30th. The circle at 75 and A will not open until late October. There is a new one set to open on time. The U and 7 Mile roundabout is on track for an on-time completion, which is in the next couple of days. Classic cars consume Kenosha this weekend. The annual cruise-in is tomorrow downtown. It's open to all vehicle types and is free for both exhibitors and spectators. The event draws thousands of car enthusiasts from across the country. Organizers will be closing off 6th Avenue and adjacent streets to accommodate the show. It all gets going tomorrow morning at 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Under mostly cloudy skies today with a few spotty showers winding down. Mild highs and a bit of mugginess still lingering. Highs reach near 80 degrees. But don't you worry. The entire weekend is sun-splashed with summery highs tomorrow and a fall feel by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
You got
WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Good morning, Chris, and for Cindy Huber today. A little early on the baseball. It's a doubleheader. The first game starts with the pregame at 11:05 here.
Bus stop with day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
a mile an hour. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low, help her. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say it high. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real plum singer and I like to my fat. Devil with a blue dress on.
Don't go breaking my heart.
timeless hits. WRJN, glad you're listening to our music and news updates here on the station. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anywhere on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you anywhere you go this weekend. Download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us, put it on your phone, and it's amazing how clean and clear and crisp the music sounds. And you'll keep up to date with the conversations, too, on the Civic Media Network with WRJN and the Civic Media app.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
August presents Bowler Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. While millions of Americans crowd the airports ahead of the holiday, driving is a lot less painful. Jim Crisula's been talking to folks in Virginia.
Motorists this holiday weekend are enjoying a break at the gas pump.
I'm thrilled.
A lot better.
It means I put more money away in the bank.
I don't know how long it's going to go down and keep going down, but I'm going to get it while I can.
The